好，我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with all beloved brothers and sisters。
好，我们相信在上个星期感恩佳节我们跟家人的团聚当中，我们除了省视我们这一年来从神那边所得着的祝福，也献上我们的感恩。
I believe that during this past Thanksgiving, as we were fellowshipping with family, we have reflected on the grace of God this past year and given thanks.
不知道我们弟兄姐妹我们在这一年来我们从神这边得到的是祝福呢，还是得到的是神额外的教导？
I don't know if the brothers and sisters have received blessings from God this year, or have you been disciplined by God?
所以晚上小弟想跟我们一起来学习以便以谢的神。
Tonight, I'd like to study with you all the God of Ebenezer.
我们一起来看撒母耳记上的第七章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 7.
撒母耳记上第七章我们一起从第二节看到十四节。
Let us read 1 Samuel chapter 7 from verse 2 to 12. 14.
撒母耳记上七章第二节。二节约柜在基列耶宁许久，过了二十年，以色列全家都倾向神。三节。撒母耳对以色列全家说：你们若一心归顺神，就要把外邦的神和亚斯他录从你们中间除掉，专心归向主，单单侍奉他，他必救你们脱离非利士人的手。四节。以色列人就除掉朱巴利和亚斯他录，单单的服侍神。第五节。撒母耳说：要使以色列众人聚集在米斯巴，我好为你们祷告神。六节。他们就聚集在米斯巴，打水浇在神面前，当日进食说：我们得罪了神。于是撒母耳在米斯巴审判以色列人。七节。非利士人听见以色列人聚集在米斯巴，非利士的首领就上来要攻击以色列人，以色列人听见就惧怕非利士人。八节。以色列人对撒母耳说：愿你不住地为我们呼求主我们的神，救我们脱离非利士人的手。九节。撒母耳就把一只吃奶的羊羔献与神，做全身的燔祭，为以色列人呼求神，神就应允他。十节。撒母耳正献燔祭的时候，非利士人前来要与以色列人征战，当日神大发雷声惊乱非利士人，他们就败在以色列人面前。十一节。以色列人从米斯巴出来追赶非利士人，击杀他们，直到伯甲的下边。十二节。撒母耳将一块石头立在米斯巴和善的中间，给石头起名叫以便以谢，说到如今神都帮助我们。十三节。从此非利士人就被制服，不敢再入以色列人的境内。撒母耳做士师的时候，神的手攻击非利士人。十四节。非利士人索取以色列人的诚意，从以格伦直到加特都归以色列人属这些城的四境，以色列人也从非利士人手下收回。那时以色列人与亚摩利人和好。在这一段经文的记载
In this passage
是当这个撒母耳他做先知也是当大祭司的时候
records the time when Samuel was judge over Israel.
他带领着以色列百姓去经历神是以便以谢的神。
God led Samuel led Israel to experience how God is the God of Ebenezer.
对撒母耳来说，他所认识的神就是以便以谢的神。
To Samuel, the God whom he worshipped was the God of Ebenezer.
就是到如今都帮助他的神。
He was a God who had helped him thus far.
但是在之前，以色列百姓，在以利这个大祭司的带领之下，对神的认识可不是这样。
Prior to this, the understanding of the understanding that Israelites have of God was not like this in the time of Eli.
哦，我们啊、如果往前面看就知道，哦，约柜啊，之前曾经哦到国外去流浪过。
If we look to the previous chapters, we'll see how the ark had fallen into the hands of foreign nations.
哦，原因就是在啊、前一任的大祭司以利啊啊、这个的时候啊，哦，他的两个儿子也是祭司，但是在神来看，哦，他们却是恶人，不认识神的人。
In the time of Eli, his two sons were also priests. However, they were evil in the eyes of God.
哦，我们啊可以来参考哦，《撒母耳记上》的第二章。
Let us look at 1 Samuel chapter 2.
哦，第二章的十二节。
Chapter 2, verse 12.
哦，十二节说以利的两个儿子是恶人，不认识神。啊，十三节。
13.
这二祭司带百姓是这样的规矩啊，凡有人献祭正煮肉的时候，祭司的仆人就来，手拿三尺的叉子。十四节。
14.
哦，将叉子往罐里或鼎里或釜里或锅里一插，插上来的肉祭司都取了去。凡上到示罗的以色列人，他们都是这样看待。十五节。
15.
又在未烧纸油以前，哦，祭司的仆人就来对献祭的人说，将肉给祭司，叫他烤吧，他不要煮过的，要生的。十六节。
16.
献祭的人若说必须先啊烧纸油，然后你可以随意取肉，仆人就说，你立时给我，不然我便抢去。十七节。
17.
如此这二号年人的罪啊，在神面前慎重，因为他们藐视神的祭物。哦，小字的部分说，或做他们使人厌弃给神献祭。哦，我们看到哈、哦，在当时，哦，撒母耳当先知，哦，当祭大祭司之前，哦，这个大祭司以利还有他两个儿子，哦，他们是这样子做事情。
Before Samuel was a high priest, and this is how Eli and his two sons conducted themselves.
哦，所以啊，如此的胡作非为。哦，让当时的以色列百姓，他们，哦，不想来敬拜神，他们厌弃来向神献祭。
Due to their preposterous actions, the men of Israel abhorred the offering of the Lord.
哦，这两个家伙，啊、他们所做的坏事还不止这样子。我们再看，哦，这个二十二节。
The wicked deeds of the two sons were not limited to this, as we see in verse 22.
哦，二十二节的后面说啊。又听见他们与会幕门前侍候的妇人苟合。哦，我们看这两个哈、哦，这两个祭司啊，哦，不但拜德哈、哦，又失职。
And these two wicked sons of Eli not only did they not follow the law, they also practiced immorality.
哦，神于是差人来警告哦，这个大祭司以利。
Thus God sent a man to warn the sons of Eli.
哦，我们跳过来看二十九节。
Let us look at verse 29.
哦，二十九节，我所吩咐现在我居所的祭物，你们为何践踏？尊重你的儿子过于尊重我，将我民以色列所献美好的祭物肥己呢？哦，我们看到哦，神啊对这个以利的责备。
This is the rebuke of God toward Eli.
哦，为什么啊以利？能哦，以利亚纵容他儿子如此胡作非为。
Why did the Eli allow his sons to act in this corrupt way？
哦，因为他尊重他的儿子过于神。
Because he honored his sons more than God。
哦，换句话说啊，不怕神，只怕儿子而已啊。
In other words, he did not fear God, only his sons。
哦，有人开玩笑说啊，现今的信徒有三怕。
Some people joke that there are three types of believers in the Bible.
哦，三个害怕了
啊。哦， three fears.
哦，一个就是怕什么？怕鬼。
The first fear is a fear of the devil.
哦，第二个怕得癌症。
The second fear is fear of cancer.
哦，第三个怕孩子不理他。
And the third fear is fear that your child will ignore you.
哦，说现代的基督徒有这三怕啊。
And this is how they describe the three fears of present day believers.
我们看以利亚大概就是其中当中的一份子。
And Eli was probably one of these type of people.
所以神就处罚他。
So the Lord punished him.
于是接下来这个非利士人来攻打以色列人的时候。
When the Philistines attacked Israel.
那这些以色列人呢就害怕了所以就想说干脆把神的约柜抬到前线来那这样神就跟我们同在了。
Because the Israelites feared, they thought of bringing the Ark of the Covenant to the front lines.
把永生的神当成偶像了
They brought the, they considered the living God as an idol.
那结果呢？不但没有得胜连神的约柜也被敌人给夺走了。
Not only did they fail, but they lost their ark.
当然这两个拜德的这个祭司也死在战场上。
The defeated two priests were also killed on the battlefield.
但这个消息传回这个后方以利听到了。
When the news reached Eli.
他从他的位置上往后跌倒在这个门旁折断的颈项而死。
He fell backwards and broke his neck.
一天里头，他跟两个儿子同时死亡。
He and his two sons died on the same day.
那当时他的这个媳妇就是腓尼哈的这个妻子即将要生产。
Phinehas's wife, his daughter-in-law was due to deliver a child.
也因为听到这个噩耗公公还有自己的丈夫都同时死了神的约柜又被掳到敌人那边去所以就难产而死
When she heard that the ark of God was captured and that her father-in-law and her husband were dead she died by labor
我们来看这个第四章撒母记上的四章的二十一节
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 4 verse 21
二十一节他给孩子起名叫以加伯说荣耀离开以色列了这是因神的约柜被掳去又因他公公和丈夫都死了在这边我们看到神对以利家的审判
This is a judgment of God toward the household of Eli
所以对以利来说
To Eli
神不是像撒母耳所认识所体验所经历的以便以谢的神
The God he served was not the God Samuel knew, the God of Ebenezer.
是那一位到如今都侍服都帮助的神。
The God he knew was not the God who had helped him thus far.
对以利来说，他所经历、他所认识的神是什么？是以加伯的神。
The God whom he knew and served was the God of Ichabod.
是审判的，是降祸的，是离开他们的神。
He was a God of judgment, the God who rained calamity upon him.
那到底神是怎么样的神呢
？And what type of God is God actually?
是以利所认识的那种以加伯的神呢，还是撒母耳所认识的以便以谢的神呢
？Is God the God of Eli, who is the God of Ichabod, or is he the God of Samuel, the God of Ebenezer?
我们从以色列的历史来看。
From the history of Israelites.
神说他是亚伯拉罕的神，是以撒的神，是雅各的神。
God proclaimed that he was the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
当然神也是约瑟的神。
And of course, he was also the God of Joseph.
从这些列祖他们的生平，我们看到。
Through the lives of these forefathers.
神是怎么样的帮助他们
？We see how God leads them.
当他们遭遇到困境的时候
，When they face difficulties，
他们都是在神的面前仰望神的帮助。
They look toward God for their help。
因为他们知道他们的帮助是从造天地的神而来的。
For they know that the God, their help lies in the God who created the heavens and the earth。
所以对他们来说，神是以便以谢，到如今都帮助的神。
To them, God is the God of Ebenezer, the God who has led them thus far.
接下来的摩西也是一样。
And this was likewise with Moses, who came after them.
他带领着200万这么众多的以色列百姓出埃及。
He led 2 million Israelites out of Egypt.
哦，我们啊、哦，可以去想想看哦。
Let us think about this.
啊，40年，200多万人在旷野吃喝拉撒睡。
If for 40 years, 2 million people were to live in the desert.
哦，要多少的资源才够？
How much resources do they need to sustain this great multitude?
哦，神亲自降玛纳养活他们。
God personally sent down manna to sustain them.
神让磐石出水供应他们。
God provided water for them through the rock.
哦，甚至他们的衣服、他们的鞋子穿了40年也没有破损。
And their clothes did not grow old for 40 years.
哦，所以神真的是以便以谢，到如今都帮助的神呢。
Thus God is truly the God who has helped them thus far.
哦，接下来的约书亚也是一样。
Likewise with Joshua who came after this.
哦，在神的帮助之下，他带着百姓，哦，走干地过约旦河。
Under the guidance of God, he led the Israelites to walk through the Jordan on dry ground.
哦，把这个迦南地啊的迦南七族给赶走了。
And he casted out or chased out the inhabitants of Canaan.
哦，承接神要赐给他们的这个应许的产业。
And he received the inheritance God promised to them.
哦，所以神真的就是撒母耳所认识的，以便以谢，到如今都帮助的神。
God is indeed the God of Samuel, the God of Ebenezer, the God who had helped them thus far.
哦，那现在问题来了。
Now there arises a problem.
哦，对，有些弟兄姐妹来说。
For some brothers and sisters.
啊，说为什么我怎么没有经历到这个以便以谢的神呢？
They wonder why they have not experienced the God of Ebenezer.
哦，在这个一年里头啊，我所经历的比较像啊，是以利所认识的那个以加伯的神啊。
They might say this past year the God I know seems more like the God of Ichabod, the God of Eli.
哦，是降罚的，是审判的，是离开我的神。
He is a God who brings down punishment and judgment, and the God who departs from me.
哦，当我遇到困难，向他呼求，
when I encounter,
他没有回应。
When I encounter problems and cry out to him, he does not respond.
哦，当我有需要的时候，啊，他总是袖手旁观。
When I have needs, he stands aside and does not help.
我觉得神离我好远呢。
I feel as if God is very far from me.
哦，我觉得神啊、哦、是以利的啊、哦、所认识的那个降罚、那个审判、那个离开我的神。
To me, God seems more like the God of Eli, who sent down punishments and departs from me.
哦，而不是撒母耳所认识的啊、哦、那个以便以谢到如今都帮助侍服的神。
The God I know does not seem like the God of Samuel, the God of Ebenezer, who has led me thus far.
为什么呢？
Why is this?
哦，所以我们要来看一看。
Let us study into this.
哦，撒母耳是怎么让之前哦这个以利这一位以加伯的神呢，变成以便以谢的神？
How did Samuel cause the God of Eli, the God of Ichabod, to become the God of Ebenezer?
哦，从审判、从降祸、从离开的神呢？变成是到如今都帮助侍服的神。
He changed from the God of punishments and the God of woes, the God who departs, into one who has led them thus far.
哎，我们刚刚所读的这个《撒母耳记上》七章的第二节。
We have previously read 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 1.
哦，这里记载说啊，约柜在基列耶林许久，过了20年了，以色列全家都倾向神。
And the Ark of the Covenant remained in Kirjath Jearim for 20 years, and the house of Israel lamented after the Lord.
哦，这个二十年就是撒母耳开始当先知，开始当祭司，替代以利的时候。
This is the time when Samuel became high priest and prophet in place of Eli.
哦，在撒母耳先知的带领之下。
Under the leadership of Samuel.
哦，以色列全家都倾向神。
The house of Israel turned toward the Lord.
哦，这个这个倾向神哈、哦、啊，在其他的这个中文的译本呢、啊，哦，是翻译成说向神啊、哦、来求助。
And in other translation records that the house of Israel cried out to the Lord.
啊、哦，或者是悲伤哀痛地仰望着神。
They lamented after the Lord.
哦，甚至是痛悔寻求神。
They repented in bitterness.
哦，在撒母耳先知的带领下，以色列百姓他们回到神这一边，他们站回神这一边来了。
Under the leadership of Samuel, the house of Israel returned to God's side.
哦，之前哦，在这个以利还有他两个这个坏儿子的这个影响下，以色列百姓是厌弃来敬拜神，厌弃来哦来向神献祭的。
Under the previous leadership of Eli and his two corrupt sons, the house of Israel abhorred the offering of God.
哦，他们是离开神，是站到神的另外一边去了。
They standed against God and not on God's side.
哦，所以我们看到以加伯的神跟以便以谢的神不同，就在这边了。
This is what's different between the God of Ichabod and the God of Ebenezer.
以赛亚书那边告诉我们。
And the book of Isaiah tells us.
神呼求他的儿女能够转回他，他也要转回儿女啊。
God tells his children, "Return to me, and I'll return to you."
哦，这个。新约哦，这个彼得写给信徒的书信也说啊，哦，说你们亲近神，神就亲近你们，魔鬼就会逃跑。
The Apostle Peter writes to the believers and tells them, "Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you, and the devil will flee from you."
哦，所以我们看到神从以加伯的神变成以便以谢的神，主要的第一个原因呢，就是以色列百姓。站回到神这一边来了。
The first reason why the God of Ichabod became the God of Ebenezer is because the house of Israel returned to God's side.
哦，在美国哦，这个南北战争的期间
，During the Civil War，
哦，有人就问这个林肯总统说啊，总统先生，哦啊，你的军队跟南边的军队啊，在打仗之前都向神祷告。
And one asked President Lincoln, "Mr. President." You know that when your troops are fighting against the southern troops, you both pray to God.
哦，那神到底要站哪一边呢？
And whose side will God stand with?
哦，这个时候啊，这个林肯就回答说啊。
At this time, Lincoln replied.
哦，我向神祷告，不是求神站到我这一边呢。
When I pray to God, I ask not that God stands on my side.
哦，我是求神啊，能够帮助我站到神那一边呢。
I ask that.When I, that I will stand on God's side.
哦，这个跟撒母耳哦，他帮助当时的以色列百姓站回来神这一边是同样的。
And this is likened to how Samuel led the Israelites to return to God's side.
哦，所以我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Beloved brothers and sisters.
哦，我们想想看啊，我们在这一年来，我们到底是站哪一边呢
？Let us reflect upon which side we stood on this past year.
我们是站神这一边呢，还是站神的另外一边去了
？Have we stood on the side of God, or have we stood on the side opposite to God？
这也就是为什么啊，我们所认识、所体验的神啊，是以加伯的神，还是以便以谢的神
？And this will determine perhaps the God we know is the God of Ichabod or the God of Ebenezer。
哦，是那个啊，这个审判降罚离开的神。还是那个到如今都赐福帮助的神。
It will determine whether the God we know is a God who sends judgment and punishment and departure, or if He is the God who has helped us thus far.
哦，但是我们要注意的。
And we must take notice.
哦，要站回神这一边呢，哦，不是那么容易。
It is not easy for us to return to God's side.
哦，因为在人的 nature 哈，啊，这个堕落的这个天性当中。
Because in man's corrupt nature,
啊，都是啊喜欢这个啊这个站到肉体这一边，站到世界这一边呢、啊，很难呐、啊，是愿意站到神那一边去的。
According to our simple nature, we like to stand on the side of our flesh, the side of the world, and it is difficult for us to stand on God's side.
哦、啊，不只是那一些还没有认识神哦、啊，在堕落里头的人们是这样子。
This is not only true for those who have yet to know the Lord.
哦，就算是已经认识神的人也是一样。
This is true even for those who have already known God.
哦，从这个该隐啊、哦，这个杀了他兄弟亚伯之后，哦，神又让亚当夏娃又生了一个儿子赛特来替代。
After Cain murdered Abel, God gave them a son Seth in his place.
那我们，赛特被称作是神的儿子。
Seth was called the son of God.
那我们看看圣经怎么描述。
Let us look at how the Bible describes him.
说神的儿子们看见人的女子们美丽漂亮, 就随意挑选, 娶来为妻。
The sons of God saw that the daughters of men were beautiful and took them as wives.
你看啊, 赛特的后代, 也是倾向于, 肉体, 情欲,
We see that the sons of God, the descendants of Seth, were also given over to their flesh.
所以到最后就是全地充满了强暴。
And in the end, the whole land was filled with iniquity.
神用洪水毁灭了整个世界, 单单留下挪亚一家八口。
God destroyed the whole world except for a family of eight of Noah.
挪亚成为一个新世代的主人了。
Noah became the father of a new generation.
但是挪亚一出方舟之后就喝醉酒了。Right
after Noah left the ark, he became drunk.
一样，又是倾向于肉体。Again,
he was given over to his flesh.
不但是挪亚这样。This
is not only true for just Noah.
我们看看这个整个以色列选民。This
is likewise true with the entire Israelite nation.
神带领他们出埃及。
The Lord led them out of Egypt.
给他们许多的恩典。
He gave them much grace.
就像我们刚刚所说的，降玛拿，磐石出水, 让他们的衣服、鞋子都没有穿破。
As described, He rained down manna, He gave them water from the rock, and their shoes and their clothes did not wear out.
白天云柱，晚上火柱来带领跟保护。
A pillar of cloud led them by day, and a pillar of fire led them by night.
但是这些神的选民，他们还是一心都倾向埃及。However,
the hearts of the people were turned toward Egypt.
整天想念的还是这个埃及的肉锅啦，埃及的韭菜啦，埃及的食物等等。And
their hearts were filled with thoughts of the produce and the meats of Egypt.
今天我们都是基督徒了。Today
we are all Christians.
我们是倾向什么呢?
Whence is our hearts turned to?
我们希望我们能够经历的神，都像撒母耳一样，是以便以谢，到如今都帮助的神。We
all hope that the God we know is the God of Samuel, the God of Ebenezer.
但是我们的心，我们的家庭，甚至是我们的教会。 我们是倾向，是站到哪一边呢?
However, for ourselves, our family, and our church, which side do we stand on?
这个也是值得我们思考。This
is worthy of our reflection.
那再来，光是站回神这一边还不够。
It is not enough just to stand on God's side.
我们继续看这个七章第三节。
Let's turn back to 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 3.
七章三节, 撒母耳对以色列全家说，你们若一心归顺神，就要把外邦的神和亚斯他路从你们中间除掉，专心归向神，单单的侍奉他，他必救你们脱离非利士人的手。在这里，撒母耳先知要求以色列人，不但要站回到神这一边，还要什么呢？还要啊。 还要一心的归顺神，还要单单的来服侍神。Here
Samuel requires of the house of Israel not only to lament after the Lord, but also to put away their foreign gods and serve the Lord only.
这样他们才能够经历这个以便以谢到如今都帮助他们这个神的这个恩典。And
only then will they experience the God of Ebenezer, who helps them thus far.
什么叫做一心归顺神? 什么叫做专心归向神?
What does it mean to turn our hearts to the Lord and serve Him only?
就是主耶稣在新约所告诉那一个问他的律法师，要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意来爱主你的神。
Turning our hearts to the Lord and serving Him only is just as Jesus tells the Lord in the New Testament to serve the Lord our God with all our heart, strength, and soul.
换句话说, 神要的是我的整个心, 全心。
In other words, God desires our whole heart.
神不要我们当一个三心两意的人。
God does not want us to be indecisive.
哦，很多的时候我们相信有神。
Many times we believe that there is a God.
我们对神也有心。
And we have heart for the, we have a desire for the Lord.
哦，但可惜的不是专心呢。
However, we do not desire after Him with our whole hearts.
不是全心呢。
And we do not love Him with our whole hearts.
哦，如同主耶稣警告我们。哦，说一个人不能有两个主，不可以又要侍奉神，又侍奉马门呢。
As Jesus reminds us, one cannot have two masters. He cannot serve mammon and also serve God.
哦，神所要帮助的是那一些对他一心一意站在他那一边的人。
God wants to help those who are wholeheartedly faithful to Him on His side. 哦，
全心归向他的人。
Those who have turned their hearts completely toward Him.
哦，今天呢，我们都希望说，这个全职的工人哈，full-time的哈，这个 minister 能够越多越好。
We all hope that there will be more full-time ministers.
哦，这个教会啊，最好哈，每个教会都有自己的啊，这个全职的工人哦，最好啊啊，不要只有一个、两个、三个，越多越好。
We all hope that we should have.One or even more than one resident pastor per church.
哦，但是我们想想看，如果这些全职的工人却不是全心的工人呢？
But let us think about it. If these full-time workers do not serve full-heartedly, wholeheartedly.
哦，那有什么用？再多也没有用啊！哦。
Then it's no matter how many we have, it is all in vain.
哦，所以有人这么说了。哦，说哦，这个我们需要的哦，神所需要的工人呢、啊，哦，说不患寡，哦，只怕不精呢、啊，哦，不怕多，只怕无心呢、啊。
And、
哦、少没有关系，如果大家都很哦是精兵的话，哦没有关系，多也很好，但是如果没有心就不好。
Some say that if they, we have many pastors but they have no heart, it is not better than having.Less pastors who serve wholeheartedly.
哦，所以神要我们全心，就是整个心通通给他。
God desires that we give our whole hearts to Him.
哦，唯有当我们全心归向他。
And only when we give Him our whole hearts.
哦，我们的教会，我们的家庭，全心都归向他。
Will our families and our church turn toward Him wholeheartedly?
那这一位以便以谢的神。就要大大的来帮助我们。
Then this God of Ebenezer will help us greatly.
哦，啊，所以不但全心归向神，哦，这里说还要单单的服侍神。
Not only should we prepare our hearts for the Lord, we should serve Him only.
哦，跟刚刚我们所分享那个全心是一样的。
And this is akin to serving Him loving Him wholeheartedly.
哦，把我们看得见的也好，看不见的偶像，通通都要丢弃掉。
We must throw away our idols, tangible and intangible.
哦，让我们都能够当个全心全时的侍奉者。
And let us all become servants who serve wholeheartedly.
哦，这个不是说叫我们大家把工作辞掉，通通来当传道。
This is not to say that we should all resign and become full-time ministers.
哦，那为什么说全时的服侍
？Thus, what does it mean to serve wholeheartedly?
我们有我们自己的工作，哎。
We have our own jobs.
哦，所以我们经常有个错误的观念。
We have a misconception.
哦，认为啊，服侍神只有在会堂里头啊。
We think that service to God only occurs in the chapel.
这是不对的。
This is incorrect.
哦，我们在我们的职场，在我们的家庭，在我们的学校，在任何的地方，我们都可以服侍神，我们都可以为他做见证。
At our respective stations, churches, and families.We can all serve God wholeheartedly.
哦，让人从我们的生活、我们的工作、我们的态度、我们的精神来看出我们是属耶稣基督的仆人。
We can allow others to see that we are the servants of Jesus Christ through our attitudes and mindsets.
那这样，你就是跟传道人胜过传道人，而是神全职的工人了。
Then you will be You will be a wholehearted servant, even more so than a full-time minister.
哦，这个就是神所要的要求，那个单单的服侍神。
This is what God means when He requires His people to serve Him only.
哦，所以在这边我们看到， 在撒母耳的牧养跟带领下
Under the shepherding of Samuel
以色列人不但站到神这一边
The Israelites not only stood to the side of God
他们把他们整个心都献给了神
They offered their whole hearts to God
他们把他们整个时间也都归给神
And they sacrificed all their time to God
所以他们全心的归向神单单的服侍神
They prepared their hearts for the Lord and served him only
所以他们得着的就是以便以谢的神
Thus what they received was the God who they received was the God of Ebenezer
那个到如今都帮助的神
The Lord who has helped them thus far
现在问题又来了
Then arises another problem
那以前呢、不冷不热没有归向神没有站回来神这边没有全心没有单单的服侍敌人都没有来攻打
In the past when they were lukewarm the enemies did not come attack them when they did not stand on the Lord's side when they did not prepare their hearts for God and did not serve him only
那现在一归向神全心服侍神单单侍奉神敌人就来了
After they returned to God and prepared their hearts toward him and served him onlyTheir enemies came.
是不是因为我们一热心就会受到逼迫
Is it because once we become fervent, we'll be persecuted?
所以现在有一些基督徒有这么错误的观念
Many Christians have a misconception.
信耶稣很好，但是不要信得太认真
And they say, it is good to believe in Jesus, but do not be too serious about it.
服侍神也很好，但是不要太热心
And it is good for you to serve God, just don't be too fervent.
一旦你太认真了，一旦你太热心了，那你就成为魔鬼火箭的 target.
Once you become too zealous, you become the target of Satan's fiery darts.
你目标就明显，你旗帜就鲜明了。
And you become the obvious target.
那魔鬼不打你，要打谁
If Satan does not attack you,Who would he attack?
所以我们就是姑且相信不要太热心，也不要太认真就好像在战场上拍给，较袂丢钱
So let us believe in the Lord, but let us not delve too into it.
其实这个是错误的观念
And this is a misconception.
我们不但在这边看到。在他们以色列人出埃及所打的第一场战争利非定也看到同样的情况
We see the same types of mindset when the Israelites fought in the battle of Rephidim
所以不论是这里的腓利士人或者是利非定那边的亚玛利人
And whether it was the Philistines here or the Ammonites at Rephidim
他们都是主动的来攻击神的选民
These peopleBoth took an initiative to attack the chosen people of God.
而且什么样的人成为他们首要的目标
？And which type of people became their targets?
就是那些软弱的了、落单的了、那个走在最后面的，就成为他们吞吃、成为他们击杀的对象。
The weak and the weary who fell behind became the target for them to devour.
所以不要以为说拍个未丢钱哦，拍个先丢钱哦，你旗帜不鲜明你信得不认真你服侍不热心那个会成为魔鬼首先攻击的对象
Do not think that it is okay to be lukewarm or to lag behind because you will become the first target of Satan to devour
有个笑话这么说了
There is a joke that says
说在这个基督教的这个教堂上面都有魔鬼在上头在屋顶上
Each chapel has a Satan
那你看那些有些这个教堂的屋顶上的魔鬼闲着没事干打哈欠打瞌睡。
There's a Satan sitting on top of each chapel yawning.
那你看那个教堂里里头也是信徒也是打哈欠打瞌睡。
And you see the members inside are yawning also.
所以难怪屋顶上的魔鬼没事干了。
No wonder Satan does not have a job up there.
那有一些这个教堂屋顶上的魔鬼在那边跳迪斯科为什么？那个教堂的这个屋顶好像铁巴压给铁板烧一样烫的他们在那边跳为什么？看这个教屋顶下面的信徒是热心的祷告，热心的听到，热心的敬拜， 难怪上边的魔鬼受不了。
And some other people say that the Satan sitting on top of the chapel seems as if he is dancing disco and he is on a hot plate because the members are praying so earnestly.
好，所以我们所有的基督徒，我们都要有心理准备。
All of us Christians, we must be prepared.
哦，这一场属灵的征战，没有人逃脱得了的。
No one can escape from this spiritual battle.
哦，没有人可以做基督的逃兵哦。
No one can desert this army.
哦，只能做精兵。
They can only serve as soldiers.
哦，啊，神，我们的主是得胜的主。
Our God is a victorious God.
哦，所以我们依靠他，我们就不怕仇敌啊。
Relying on him, we will not fear our enemies.
哦，我们呢，向他祷告，我们就得帮助。
If we pray to him, we will receive help.
哦，所以我们看到哦，以色列百姓一归向神，一全心啊，一专心来服事的时候，敌人就来攻击哦。
Here we see that once the Israelites turn their hearts to serve God wholeheartedly, the enemies came to attack.
哦，但是神帮助他们。
But the Lord helped them.
哦，所以他们得胜仇敌。
And they overcame their enemies.
哦，他们经历了这个以便以谢的神。
They experienced the God of Ebenezer. 哦，
神是以便以谢的神。
God is the God of Ebenezer.
哦，神是到如今都帮助我们的神。
He is the God who has helped us thus far.
哦，什么叫做以便以谢的神？
What does it mean to be the God of Ebenezer?
哦，是啊，到如今呢，神都帮助我们。
It means that he is a God who has helped us thus far.
以前帮助，现在帮助，将来还要继续帮助。
He is a help. He is our help from the past, in the present, and to the future.
哦，什么是以便以谢的神？
What does it mean to be the God of Ebenezer?
是到如今呢，神都帮助我们。
He is a God who has helped us from then till now.
帮助我们的是神呢。
He is a God. God is the one who helps us.
哦，他是无所不知、无所不在、无所不能的。
And he is an omnipotent God and omniscient God.
哦，什么是以便以谢的神
？Who is the God of Ebenezer？
哦，是到如今啊，都帮助我们的神呢。
He is a God who has helped us from then till now.
哦，不帮助别人呢，帮助我们。
He does not help other people. He helps us.
因为我们站到神这边来
，because we have stood on His side，
全心给了神
，and we have given us His whole heart，
单单的服侍他
，and we have served Him only。
哦，所以我们能够经历得着以便以谢的神的帮助
，and thus we can experience the help of the God of Ebenezer。
哦，而不是那个以加伯的神哦
，and not the God of Ichabod。
哦，所以我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，beloved brothers and sisters。
哦，愿我们。啊，都像撒母耳他对神的认识跟经历。
May each of us have the experience of Samuel.
到如今，神都帮助我们。
May each of us know that God is the God who has helped us from then till now.
啊，也愿我们教会所有的这个带领教会的领导者，都能够像撒母耳一样。
May each of the leaders in the church be like Samuel.
哦，其实啊，不单是教会的领导者哈，我们每个人也一样。
Not only the leaders, but all of us also.
啊，不但我们个人，我们的家庭啊，都应当，像撒母耳在这里啊的表现，把我们的家人，把我们教会的弟兄姐妹都带回神的这一边呢。
We not only as individuals, but as families, bring ourselves back to the side of God.
哦，全心归向神，单单服侍他。
Let us return back to God, prepare our hearts toward Him, and serve Him only.
好，我们晚上就跟大家一起相互的学习勉励到这边，我们一起来唱诗491首。
This concludes our mutual encouragement for tonight.